There is that which is able to create a supply for your every need, the Word of God, and the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, who helps us represent God's fullness on earth. In true intimacy, partnership, and fellowship with Him. Be a part of this and join us as the servant of God, Apostle Joshua Stellman, brings to you the Word of God with simplicity and power.
Someone and just pray in the spirit. So Lord, we want to experience you. Please make sure you are praying everywhere, inside and outside. Let's pray in the spirit. You came here for business tonight. Make sure you are praying. Please make sure you are praying. We are not joking. Shata bakata balada bakata brada gede balada ba. Ma fredo koso fata balada bakata ba. Zede bokoso tola bakara balabada gede bakana balada ba. Zembre tozo brada balada bakana brada balada ba. Zatatata balaraba sabra da gara balarabo. Zida da da balaraba kata bragada balarabo. Rakata bakata bragada balarabo. We build our spirits, O God, for the mighty destiny that awaits us. Sebakata la bakabra da gara balarabo. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to believe in what you are doing. And I want you to believe. Please help me take it. I want you to believe in the fact that the experience is changing you. Hallelujah. You're not just wasting your time. A time will come when this spiritual deposit will be demanded from you. And the Bible says, if your strength fails you in the day of battle, say if you fail in the day of battle, your strength is small. This is why we are building capacity for the days ahead. The angel told Elijah, eat, for the journey is far. And when he ate, he slept again. The angel tapped him. He said, eat, for the journey is far. I'd like you to pray in 1 minute and say, Lord, I'm here again. This school of the Spirit. Say, bata, 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 bata. This is a school of the Spirit. It says, and now it does not yet appear what we shall be like. Mighty men, we may be weak right now, but Lord, from among us, raise mighty people. People who are absolutely unlimited. Hallelujah. 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 Brothers and sisters, God is making you mighty people. It's not a prophecy. You are enduring the process. The Bible says, he that endures to the end will be given a crown and a white stone. It's not he who desires the crown, he that endures. It's a curriculum, it's a training. It will cost you. But if you decide to allow your flesh suffer momentarily for the sake and the excellency of what is ahead of you, the Bible says that Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. I want you to know that you are not wasting your time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please greet one another and be seated. It's good to see everyone again. It's always our joy and pleasure to gather like this. Where's my sweetheart? She celebrated her birthday. Come, let me give you a big kiss. Come on. I told you can kiss children and old women if you are truly born again. We're going to sing happy birthday to her. How many years?
5.
Some of you, when you were 5 years, you were not even talking. They thought something was wrong with you. Later you started them Baba at 8-7. Hallelujah. Are you ready? I'm singing a birthday song for you. When they are done, we're going to sing. You must sing. Are you ready now? Sing. Happy birthday. How old are you now? May your children be as intelligent as this. Hallelujah. We pray for her in the name of Jesus. She will be a great and mighty woman of God. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, I pray. It's between me and her, none of your business. Bless her, appreciate her. Hallelujah. She told me something. It's none of your business. Praise God. It's good to see everyone. Hallelujah. Matthew 5. Please bring out your writing materials. Let's explore the Word of God.
Calling us deeper, 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 deeper. It's calling us deeper, 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 deeper. It's calling me deeper. Deeper, deeper, it's calling me deeper, deeper.
Koinonia is not the name of a program. Please listen. The word koinonia is the name given to the experience that God delivers unto us here. We found different ways to express this, and the best theme that God gave us was koinonia. So don't get used to koinonia being the name of the program. I'm coming for koinonia as a program. I need you to know that koinonia is an experience. This is why every time we talk about koinonia, we tell you experience. Experience it. It's a real solid experience. When you experience koinonia, you do not need to tell people. They will know that you met the Lord and you are walking with Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Koinonia means intimacy and partnership with the Holy Spirit. And I told us how that it is important to understand these things are complementary, but they are not the same. Hallelujah. Our goal in this place is to bring people to a place of intimacy with the Holy Spirit, to help us understand the structure and the operation of the kingdom of heaven. Jesus left only one message with the body of Christ, the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. The entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation is an attempt to convey the story and the message of a kingdom. And no matter what we become, if we do not understand the system of God's kingdom and how it operates, my passion in life, aside from helping men experience the reality of the Holy Spirit, is to bring them into a comprehension of the structure, the operation, and the principles of the kingdom. This is what we do week in, week out. Hallelujah. There is a culture we are initiating you into. There is a way of life. There is a pattern. There is an understanding. There is a mindset that you are receiving. And our success, as far as this prophetic assignment is concerned, for this season, is only realized if you are actually becoming what we are praying and laboring that you become. Is that true? Hallelujah. For as long as we have crowds and people keep clapping, people keep falling down, getting up, getting messages, traveling around, and the messages keep spreading, that is great. But are you being changed? Are you becoming this epistle that we are trying to carve and chisel? Praise the Lord. I told you that this is a school. There is a long curriculum of the Spirit. And week in, week out, we keep examining different aspects of the kingdom, so that we can come into a comprehension. It's not just for you to have rhema and say, oh, every time you stand, give me this mountain, there's a message like that. No, no. Or commanding result, or any of these great messages you love. The goal is that you become an expression of this thing. Hallelujah. Such that wherever you go, you become an envoy. Hallelujah. Grace is granted unto you to begin to reproduce the things that you have learned. Acts chapter 1 said, I write these things to you, O excellent Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and teach. Not just teach, do and teach. Hallelujah. I have spent my life helping the body of Christ to understand that the kingdom of God is not a religious organization. The kingdom of God is a system. Everybody says a system. Made up of a definite structure. And when you understand the structure, the operation, and the patterns of the kingdom, then you will be able to be a worthy ambassador. God will now be able to empower you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Please get this. I want to burn it into your spirit. I want you to understand that this is what we are doing, so that you can align yourself and you can have a reference from which to gauge your spiritual progress. Is that true? If you look at, we're in November right now, if you look at yourself from January till now, how many principles of the kingdom do you know and understand that you can apply consistently to deliver results? If all you have done is to attend the meetings very faithfully, but you have not come into a comprehension, a knowing, a recognition, an understanding of this thing that we seek to teach, then our hearts are not fulfilled. Hallelujah. It's very difficult for believers in the body of Christ to sit down and learn and understand the principles of the kingdom. We prefer to receive. We prefer, pray for me, lay hands on me, cast the devil out of me, do this and that, you know, prophesy breakthrough and do all of that. And that is wonderful. That's why we spend the last week of every month to minister to God's people, because it's part of what we are anointed for. But I need you to understand that our pride and our satisfaction is not that you honor the meetings every Friday so that we do not come and preach to empty chairs, but that you are being transformed. You are being transformed in a way that we are seeing. Hallelujah. That's why every time I have the opportunity to bless my sweetheart, the dear lady, I love her so much, because I have seen, as little as this lady is, this lady has had encounters with Jesus. She has had encounters with different kinds of people. As little as this girl is, she would be in the midst of people who are maybe playing some ungodly songs, and she will confront them and say, Jesus doesn't like this. This is a mindset. Are you getting my point? So there is a training, and because her mind is innocent, she's not received any junk from the past. So the work of her own right now is not renewing the mind. Her own is building and transformation. Are you getting me? There's nothing that has corrupted and spoiled the spiritual genes of her mind. So it's easy for the Holy Spirit to be able to walk. This lady will grow with this ideology. Are you getting me now? And when she gets to certain levels, she will see how mighty God will use her. To her, she's just playing. She's a little girl. She's just a lady who is passionate about Jesus. She has come to know Jesus as a person. She has come to honor the things of the Lord. There's one other little baby, a prayer band baby. Every time I have the opportunity to come and pray with the prayer band, when you come, very tiny girl, you just see great people praying and sweating, and you see one very tiny girl also following them. Whenever people lift their hands, you watch what they are doing and lift her hands too. We call this a programming. It's a mindset. Hallelujah. If she works consistently under that atmosphere, that mindset will become a stronghold in her, and no devil will take it away. Are you getting my point? A stronghold is not a demonic word. Stronghold is whatever has held your mind captive so that you become its victim. And if that becomes the word of God and the operation of the kingdom, then you will begin to reflect Christ by default. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me now? So as we seek to teach, it's important you understand that we are not just displaying new revelations or attempting to tell you to see the progress we are making spiritually. No. We are trying to unveil, to open you up to the structure and the dimensions. Just like you come into a school system, you come naive. And a lecturer keeps teaching you and building you. Is that true? Curriculum, course after course. A time can come when you can turn back and say, Kai, to an extent, I understand what I'm studying. How many of you, don't lift your hands, can turn back and say, after years and years of sitting under the word, I understand to an extent, to the level to which light has been opened unto me, I understand. There are many of us that have failed to discipline our spirits to come into a comprehension of this truth. And can I tell you something? When you stay in the presence of God, you never go back neutral.
You go back broken or you go back hardened. One of these two must happen to you. Are you getting me? It becomes dangerous when you are used to the atmosphere of God's presence, because you will have that form of religion. So every time they raise the structure, you know it. Is that true? Every time they are talking about giving, you say, I can't even list the scripture. But the Bible says, ever learning, but never coming into the knowledge of the truth. And that becomes a dangerous thing. Have you seen people that every time you try to correct them, you can see somebody smoking. You try to talk to him and see how he will bombard you with scriptures. He will tell you, my reverend baptized me. Even me and my reverend, we drank the same beer. Blah, 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 this and that happened. And he will try to justify it. Is that true? And he will tell you, the Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And he believes that you are supposed to be convinced. An ideology. Hallelujah. We seek to transfer a mindset. Are you receiving that mindset? Is it becoming real in your life? Because the world will test your conviction about these things we are teaching you. Is that true? You will find people everywhere. This conviction will be tested in your relationship and marriage. This conviction will be tested in your academics. This conviction will be tested in your personal life. This conviction will be tested in your job, your business, your ministry, whatever endeavor. It's not enough just to know the word of God. You must submit to the authority of that word. It says, submit yourself under the mighty hand of God. It is only on that condition that you can resist the devil and he will flee. Please, are you learning something? So if after all of the teachings that we have been teaching and teaching and teaching, and let me use one lady, come. Hallelujah. If we have been teaching on the structure of the kingdom, look at me, and this lady carries herself alive and goes to chain herself in a very bad and ungodly relationship, what does that tell you? It tells you that this ideology has not become spirit and life to her. Is that true? Is that true? Are you following me now? If this lady wants to get married right now, if she has been listening to the truths that we have been teaching, she will now use them as the template, the platform that informs whatever decision she's making. Is that true? Do you understand? So based on that now, God can give us a thumbs up, because we are not just doing religion. Somebody is receiving this truth, believing it enough to be convicted, whether you are supervised or not. It has become your way of life. Hallelujah. So an unbeliever can come to my sister right now and say, see, let's go to a party. I have money. Is it not money you are looking for? And the lady can tell him, I appreciate your interest in me, but I need you to understand that I belong to a kingdom, and in that kingdom we have values. Are you getting me? And it is not within the jurisdiction of that kingdom. Many of you are saying, I beg, Jare, don't be social. Just go, will you die? This is what we are saying. You are not convinced enough. That's why you are ashamed of it. Anything you are ashamed of has not become a solid revelation to you. Is that true? So is this word becoming spirit and life? Have you been applying it? Did you apply it last week? Did it work for you? Hallelujah. If somebody looks at my sister right now and says, you're a very stupid girl, and maybe 3 years ago, she would just remove her shoe while he's talking and use the heel of the shoe and wipe the guy's face and say, this is how stupid people behave. You see, That would have been the way she would behave. But right now, there is a value system. You are higher than this person in understanding. There is a fellowship you have come into that grants you access to behave like Jesus Christ. And based on that understanding, the truth is, you are human, so you will be angry. But a scripture from the treasury of the deposit you have made in your spirit, be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. That scripture now ministers to you at that point. And you can look at the person and just say, God bless you. And the person is wondering, Hallelujah. Or that you see another brother who is just broke and suffering, but you know this guy's destiny is going to change. It's just that it won't change immediately. The word is working. And they send some money for you, and you remember that the Bible says, be good to all men, especially to they that are of the household of faith. And you have submitted to that word. And based on that revelation, without supervision, you must not come and give a testimony and say, I help this brother. This is to let you know that I am making progress. I'm applying what I'm being taught. No, not necessarily. But that you can come to this brother and say, my brother, I decided to buy you 1 tier of rice, 1 tier of beans, 1 tier of garri. Let it help you. I know the word of God is working. And by grace, I've been privileged to receive some supply, and I'm helping you with it. Listen, brothers and sisters, if people see you and they do not see the difference between you and them, you are not a real Christian. And that difference is not tongues. That difference is not revelation. That difference is a culture. It's an atmosphere. It's a lifestyle. It's a walking. You have become so solid. When you joke the word. When you talk the word. Whatever it is, even when, no matter how boring you sound, you have no option. You are being reprogrammed. And you cannot undo it. This is what you must become. Some of you still use all kinds of bad languages. You have sat down here for over 2 years. You didn't delete them. You only created a folder for them. And when opportunity, because in this Nigeria, you need these folders. When there is need, you dust it and bring it out and keep people where they belong. No. Hallelujah. There are many of you who do not read your Bibles. And you have never tried to. There is nothing wrong when you have a spiritual predicament. The problem is if you do not even know it is a problem and you are doing it and you are not making any efforts about it. Hallelujah. So are you following what I'm saying? If after all of these meetings now, and then this lady comes, she has two boyfriends somewhere. One is to supply, to bring supply beginning of the month. This one, the middle of the month. Then the real one that she's going to marry, that she uses their money to help and support. And she says, wisdom, even God. You see, look at me. Listen, please. I'm not laughing. Listen. Let me tell you something. If you truly want to be a Christian, be a Christian. Are you getting my point? If you think you are going to play pranks and tricks, I want to tell you something. The Bible says, do not be deceived. Is that in your Bible? It said, God cannot be mocked. That means if you don't receive the recompense of that mindset, you have mocked God. And the Bible says, God cannot be mocked. Praise the Lord. Some of you have been giving bad advices to friends. Every time there is a need to do something bad, you are the one they consult. Bible study, they don't consult you. Prayer, they don't consult you. Should we go for night vigil or not? They don't even meet you. But when there is trouble and you want to corner something, they say, go and meet this person. They will arrange everything for you. There are some of you, you are like that. The way they look at you, you just look like a crook. When they want to do anything shady, they just say, oh yeah, come. Tell that guy he's five. You say, oh yeah, I know how to do. See, You must change and let people. The Bible says, let your light so shine, not before angels, before men, that they may see. The Bible wants men to see. So are you being changed? Is your mindset being changed? There are some of you that are nursing a lot of unforgiveness and bitterness against your loved ones. In spite of the teaching, we have shouted teaching on rapture, we taught on end time. What do you want us to say again to change your mind? Hallelujah. Some of you, even if we say Jesus Christ is coming tomorrow, you won't change. You say me. When Jesus comes, we will settle this issue. Whereas you know that thing is just a cultural belief. When Jesus comes, he doesn't have time to waste on frivolities. You are going to hell or you are going to heaven, full stop. Hallelujah. Are you being changed? That when they are doing malpractice somewhere, you know that you know how much you will do this malpractice and how it can help you. But you are constrained by your love for God. And you say, I'd rather fail honorably than do this malpractice. I know that there are many of us, you are looking at me, you are just saying, just keep talking, finish sharing the grace, let's get out of here. I know what I will believe, and I know what I will not believe. Hallelujah. So if the word of God is not changing you, such that unbelievers can begin to testify that there is really something about your life. A guy just walks into your room, wants to sleep with you, and say, I don't like it. What is the meaning of that? Oh, I don't do this. I don't like things like this. You know, the way I am. See, I don't want to be pregnant. Is that the reason why you are afraid? Or there is more? Praise the Lord. You sit down and you watch a film, a pornographic film. You say, I'm an adult, please. Nobody should make me a child. And you finish watching that film and you cannot look at the ladies around you and go in peace. You are now praying, fasting, saying, oh God, help. The time you would have been using, building in your spiritual life, you just scattered the foundation and you have to start again. Praise the Lord. There are some of us who are together and you see a lot of friends. They come with their car, whether their father's car or whoever. And they say, bros, are you going? They are calling you bros. And they are calling you to go and do something that is not of the kingdom. And the pressure is mounting on you. They are saying, hi, you now. Wow. And the thing is pinching you. They are saying, okay, but I will come. I won't drink. I won't smoke. Can't you say no? The Bible says the grace of God has appeared unto all men, teaching us to say no. Are you convinced that this word can make you a leader and it can make you a great person? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If we are achieving this, then I know that we are making progress. But if we are not achieving this, then sincerely speaking, before men, ministry may be moving. But before God, there is little effect that is being created. Hallelujah. Let your conviction about spiritual things be strong. I love the lady that said they brought somebody that was dead or dying. And she laid hands on the person. Some of you will join in the shout, hey, at least try. If you try and it doesn't work, no problem. But let it be that among the 12 people who were lamenting, you took a step and it didn't work, no problem. God will honor you for launching out to take that step. Some of you, when you want to pray, they tell you, please, this is not the issue of prayer. Because you have not been doing it. When did you suddenly become a man of God? It has not been your lifestyle. You talk the way they talk. You do everything. Suddenly, you remember one Koinonia message. You drank with them yesterday. Now you want to lay hands. And they say, for what? I'd rather lay hands than you. We drank together. Different. Be different. So different that you are noted for certain things about the kingdom. And when there is a need to do certain things as far as the kingdom of God is concerned, you become the reference point. This is transformation. And this is what this teaching is all about. And then at that point, God will empower you to demonstrate the reality of that kingdom. You will manifest wisdom that is beyond the comprehension of men. God will bless you. Every time people see you, they know you are a leader. You must not have PAs and people following you. No, there is a culture. There is a way of behavior. They are sharing food. Somebody is very hungry. And you are not so hungry. And that's the last meal. And the Holy Spirit says, give the person. And you are looking. You say, no, I'm not giving any. I came. I got my, you know, all these kinds of things. While you're seated, you are going to pray in 1 minute and say, Lord, I don't want to waste my time. I truly want to see transformation in my life. Lift your voice and pray. Lord, I do not just want to waste my time listening to rhema upon rhema, learning all the cliches, learning all the powerful words, learning all the vocabularies, creating a form of religion without a sincere passion. There are many of us who attend at least 3 or 4 programs every week, but the fruit of the transformation is not evident in our lives. We still talk the way we used to talk. We still behave the way we still behave. There is nothing that shows that there is a culture of the kingdom working in us. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, and the ancient words in more. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words hear. One more time. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the
change. This is always my prayer. Koinonia is about change. The symbol of koinonia in a man's life is change, transformation. 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 Let there be change. Hallelujah. I'm going to teach tonight briefly and then we'll pray. Envoys of His presence. Envoys of His presence.
Praise the bread of life, Emmanuel, God with us, the one who saves. Praise the cup of life, that glorious spring that washes our sins away.
Envoys of His presence. Seda malaka poshata balata. Matthew 5. Help us, Spirit of the Living God.
He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the Living God. You're the Holy Ghost, Scepter of the King of Kings. You're the Holy Ghost, Seal of the Age.
Envoys of his presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All through scripture, we see that God's idea of the church or the believer has been to create an envoy that will communicate certain things that are in the mind of the Spirit to the human race for every season. Hallelujah. An envoy is the highest governmental representative. It's a governmental representative that is sent on behalf of a government on a mission, an assignment. Hallelujah. If we need to send certain people, one of our brothers is getting married tomorrow and we're sending a few people. They are envoys. Hallelujah. Whatever we stand to represent is what we want to see them promote there. If we have a gift for the couple, what happens? We give them the gift and we trust them with that gift. Hallelujah. With an assignment to go and deliver that gift. Hallelujah. And there are certain people that God has anointed to be envoys of his presence. Carriers, distributors, to infect territories with the presence of God. The power, the culture of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And tonight we are going to explore that understanding. Say after me, I am an envoy. Say it, I am an envoy. A representative. I'm an ambassador. Mean it from your heart. Say, I am an envoy. Hallelujah. Matthew 5. Jesus himself taught us this in chapter 5. From verse 13, he said, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, with what shall it be salted? He said, it is thereafter good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ready? 14. One to read. Ye are the light of the world. Stop. He said, I am sending you as an envoy into a system that is characterized by darkness. Darkness in scripture talks of confusion, talks of death, talks of sin. Whatever does not have the charisma of God in it is darkness. And the Bible says, ye are the light. It didn't say you have the light. It says you are the light. Hallelujah. You are a city that is set, not like a city. You are a city. You have been elevated upon a hill. He said you cannot be hidden. A Christian, a walking Christian, is not just one who has given his life to Jesus Christ. It's not just one who prays in tongues. It's not just one who is in ministry. It's not just one who avoids sin. Great. All of these things are great. It's not even just ones who have rhema. No. A Christian is one who has taken the mandate of the kingdom as a personal responsibility. He has come into the understanding that he's not just a son, he's not just a servant, he is an envoy. He has come into a place of kingdom responsibility. That not only have we received of God, but we have been mandated to deliver something. Hallelujah. Envoys of his presence. When Jesus walked upon the earth, the Bible says we beheld his glory as of the one of the only begotten. The Bible says he was full of grace and truth. And everywhere he went, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Is that true? And with power. And he went about doing what? He was an envoy of the goodness of God because God was with him. He carried the divine presence of God and he demonstrated the reality of that divine presence.
He had a culture. The Bible says every time he taught, men were astonished. They said, what wisdom is this? What authority is this? We have not seen this in this fashion. Hallelujah. When Jesus walked to you and you were sick, there will be a dramatic demonstration of the revelation of the kingdom. He went to Bethesda and saw a man who had lain there 38 years. The Bible says he looked at him and he said, what did he even tell him? What was the question again? He said, do you want that I make you whole? And he said, there is no man that would help me. As soon as I want to move to the waters, somebody else will jump into it. And listen, look at an envoy. He said, no problem. In other words, all this your grumbling is not necessary. I have come. Cheer up. He said, pick up your bed and go. 1 minute. A problem of 38 years dissolved in 1 minute. That is the character of an envoy. He steps into a place and begins to legislate on me. No grammar, no long story, the reality of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Charles and Francis Hunter of blessed memory, great men and women of God, one time they had so much of the presence of God upon them. They entered a meeting and there were people on wheelchairs and they didn't even tell any story. No prayer, no nothing. They brought an atmosphere and a culture and they demonstrated it flawlessly. 100 people, they lifted them out of the wheelchair. 100. Envoys of his presence. Hallelujah. When Naaman was afflicted, the Bible tells us in 2 Kings chapter 5 that Naaman was the captain of Syria. He was a great and mighty man. The Bible says, but he was leprous. And on account of his leprosy, when they came and fought the nation of Israel, the Bible says they took a little slave girl. Is that true? And in the passage of time, there was one strange envoy who was a seer who does not just go out anyhow. The Bible called him Elisha. Hallelujah. And the little girl told the captain, he said, oh, that you would just follow me. There is somebody I know who can help you. And the man sluggishly said, are you serious? You don't know my situation. Hallelujah. And cut the long story short, they met the king. And listen, when the king was afraid, nobody told Elisha that the man... Elisha was watching like a television from his room. And he said, quickly, tell the king, why is your heart cast? Let him come and know that there is an envoy, that there is a prophet. This land is not barren. There are ambassadors who are alive and strong, who will not let the powers of darkness lord it over people. God did not leave himself across this territory without a witness. He said, send him to come. And when he came, Elijah did not even go out. He sent Gehazi. He said, go and tell him it's a simple case. Go and wash 7 times and go back free. That simple, an envoy is speaking. There is a backing behind him. Hallelujah. One time there was scarcity and Jesus, listen, Jesus was trying to teach the disciples the mindset of being envoys. And when the people had not eaten, Jesus looked at the disciples. He said, go and give them food. Come on now, Jesus. The disciples said, no, this is not part of our ministry. Our ministry here is to help you. Don't disgrace us here. There is no food. These people are plenty. Jesus was teaching them something. He said, every time you see people, think of dispensing. Don't just think of receiving. You are an envoy. Wherever you go, go as light. Study the terrain of darkness and solve the problem. Don't join in the sympathy. Hallelujah. Are you getting blessed tonight? That you are an envoy of his presence. God has mandated you with an unction, with an anointing. Your rhema will not help the world until there is a demonstration of the practical reality of the fact that God lives in a man. And the apostle calls it the mystery of godliness. That God can dwell in a man. such that you see an ordinary man, but he's not just ordinary. He's carrying a backing that this earth cannot speak. The man tells you, you are blessed, and all the forces of nature align themselves and make that word come to pass. That's an envoy. Hallelujah. There are many of our homes, listen to me, that are under demonic yokes. There are many of our family members that if no one arises to help them, they will die. You are that envoy. God seeks envoys that he will send to different territories. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I've had the privilege of counseling people week after week. And oh, what joy fills my heart. The moment the people begin to come one by one, I am conscious of the fact that I am an envoy. And you see them coming and crying, oh man of God, the devil has oppressed us. And I tell them, cheer up. I don't tell them cheer up as stories. I don't tell them cheer up as many men of God just comfort people without result. They say, don't worry. Our Lord and God, no envoy. There is nothing that shows that you are an envoy. Darkness comes and the person goes back with that darkness. We must contend for levels where if men meet you just once, they will know they met an ambassador. Don't get emotional about this message and not do anything about it. Hallelujah. The family came to me for counseling. One of their sons had given the family a very big problem. And when they came, I told them, I said, it's okay, this is the devil here. Hallelujah. In less than 1 minute, the devil is casted out. I prophesied blessings to the family. It was not up to 2 days, their father bought a new car, an envoy. This is not trial and error. You have become a portal for heaven to find expression at every given time. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you believe that there is a dimension of kingdom assignment that has been committed unto you to be a demonstrator of the presence, the reality, the culture, the life of the kingdom? I vowed to God and I cried years ago and I still cried. I said, Lord, I don't want to be those many preachers with rhema that cannot be defended. As a student, before you graduate, there's something called defense. All the stories you have been talking, you are going to stand and say it before people that matter. Is that true? They are going to give you a topic that you think validates you for graduation. Oh, Jesus is this, the same yesterday, today and forever. He can do this, he can do that. And they bring somebody oppressed and you are just looking and wondering. This is why we teach you these things, so that you'll be equipped. Oh, I've had testimonies of many of our people and I've been so blessed. The destruction they are doing to the kingdom of darkness in their spheres. Some of them just went home. They had been waiting. This strike, as bad as it is, has given an opportunity for some people to arrange Satan in their family once and for all. They went home as envoys. Hallelujah. The koinonia teachings that we send by the Spirit of God, they go as envoys of power. Envoys of the presence of God. That's why a lot of people have been touched that we may never see. While we are sleeping, the Bible says, Abel, though dead, yet speaketh. For as long as the jurisdiction of our Christianity is just to receive, get blessed, find a life partner, be very happy, get breakthrough, we will never be relevant as far as the advancement of God's kingdom is concerned. Are you listening to me? Unfortunately, this is what the congregation of the Nigerian church is predominantly made of. People who come to God with numerous problems, God solves the problem and they don't want any kingdom responsibility again. All they want is to sit down and let a great man of God keep displaying the anointing, keep doing everything, and the people keep sitting there. Are you going to church? Yes, I'm going to church. You go? No. See, listen, brothers and sisters, no matter how much we love people, not everybody in this city is going to be able to come here. Are you getting me? Is that true? No matter how we love people, there are many people. Sometimes people send us messages and say, I wish that Koinonia will come and have a program, or you have a program somewhere. And I tell them, who gave you our number? And they now say, oh, a brother somewhere. I say, go and tell that person to pray for you. Hallelujah. Take the step and fail honorably. God will bless you. If you are ashamed and embarrassed because of your ego, forget about being a champion in the kingdom. Many of you, this is what is stopping us. Hallelujah. My own blood sister did not have a job for a long time. I knew that this thing was demonic. I just have not been home for a very long time. And when I was going home, I had the opportunity to meet her, and I prayed with her. I told her, I said, she was trying to give me explanation. I said, don't worry, the explanations are not necessary. Believe me, I know what the problem is. And I prayed for her, and that was the end of it. Praise the Lord. She got a job in Benue State. When can you look at somebody, a barren woman, and say, madam, you are trying to come for Koinonia. They are not around, but they have been teaching us this thing. And madam, will you allow me to pray? She will look at you and say, please, I want Josh. Please, I know what, I'm serious about this child. I'm not playing here. Don't come and play with my womb. No. You say, madam, just allow me to pray. And you stand and say, Lord, you are real. And I want you to demonstrate the reality of your kingdom. Some of you say, what if she doesn't give birth? Did you collect money? Did you collect money? You get into trouble if you collected money. Did you collect money? It's just say, madam, let me pray for you. And some of you, for the first time, as you lay hands on the people, suddenly you will see a demonstration of the kingdom. And the person comes back and says, I have not slept in 1 week. That simple word you said, be healed. I have been sleeping like a baby. And then you know that the kingdom has come in that environment. This has nothing to do with emoji. Are you getting my point? It should be your default life. Do you believe what I'm saying? Look at your loved ones. Brothers and sisters, please look at me. There are some of you in your families, there is nobody who is born again. Be honest with me, is that true? You are the first person God brought out. Who do you think will go and change them? Somebody else? There are many of you, there are forces of witchcraft. I went for a program, and when they finished the program, some people just ran to me while I was counseling. And they told me that their mother just broke her leg. Immediately the mother broke the leg. Some of the neighbors, they said, oh yeah, get chicken. Get chicken quick. I said, what is chicken having to do with this broken leg? They said, if you want this leg to heal, get chicken quick. I remember one time my mother hit, I don't know what happened. She hit, a goat or something? And people, hey, stop. Say she look for 1 naira. She must look for 1 naira or something and put in the mouth of the bird or the goat or whatever. Say if you don't do it, ha. A time came, they came to dig a well in our house. They said, sir, we are finished. We need chicken. There's a way we do it for water to come out. You are the envoy that will stop that nonsense in your territory. A bishop in this country, bathes his children with blood before giving them out for marriage. And one of his daughters called me one time and said, this thing happened to my elder sister. I know what is happening in their house now. The lady cannot give birth. What is all these things? And they want to do it. Bishop! And the man told her, you better come. This thing has been like that. That there are some people that are doing traditional Christianity. I hope you are. They are born again. But enter their room. There's one ancient arrow that they gave them. And one jazz that they put in the bowl. And some candles. And some ropes. They don't use them. But they have kept them. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. They know how to go and pull it out. Many families have not totally divorced themselves from a lot of tradocultural things. There are still all kinds of witchcraft festivals and cultural activities that happen in our homes. People are happy, they are comfortable, all kinds of devilish sacrifices are given. You are that envoy that God is raising. Listen, until your Christianity begins to confront the gates of hell, you are still joking. If your Christianity has not yet begun to pose a threat to the gate of hell, then you are still playing. There are some of us ladies here, nobody in your family gets married. Will you not be the first person to say, not only will I break that, I will break it first from my life and go back and release everyone that belongs to me from that captivity. Some of us is the cause of poverty. Right from wherever it has come, even if you get job in presidency, you won't be able to buy a bicycle. Why, you will not explain. Because there are all kinds of yokes. Hallelujah. And God is empowering you and sending you. Everywhere the Lord grants me the opportunity to go and minister, every time it's time for the ministration, I just begin to feel happy for that ministry and that territory, because I am coming as an envoy. I know that there is a government that backs me, and they that with me are mighty and strong. Everywhere, the Bible says he went, he was doing good. Have you been doing good? Please listen to me and take it seriously. Jesus said, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill. Say, I am an envoy. Say it, I am an ambassador. I have a mandate to take the presence, the culture, and the life of heaven to every sphere of influence. If you are not doing this, then you are not advancing the kingdom. Now look at me. I want to show you a very big key and then we'll pray. There are some of you that may say, sir, but sincerely, I have been taking steps. It's just that it has not been working. How many of you belong to that category? Tell the truth. You have been taking steps. Don't raise your hand if you have not taken any step. I took a step. I was bold. I made an audacious statement at home. I had to go back and cover my head with blanket. Don't be ashamed. How many of us are in that category? You've taken steps. At least you've said something. You prayed for somebody. Nothing happened. But at least you did something. Let me see your hands. Listen to what I'm about to show you, because you will be very surprised. I want to activate something right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Listen. Please look up. It's one thing to know that you are an envoy of the kingdom. It's another thing to understand the keys that govern the release of God's presence and God's power. I have seen anointed men of God get frustrated when it comes to the point of demonstrating what they teach. When it comes to Bible studies, when it comes to sharing the word, talk is cheap. But when it comes to walking in the reality and bringing men into that experience, this is where a lot of people become powerless. Why is this so? Because if the kingdom of God is all about sharing and teaching, there are some of us right now, there is even no need to be pursuing again, because honestly, God has opened our eyes to deep things. But there is nothing as frustrating as talking without authority to back in present tense, consistently and continually. You come and say, every power in this place, we are going to pray. There are demons keeping people down and you are going to be released. And then at the end of it, you say, all right, I hope that this message blessed you. I hope you were motivated and challenged. And the sister said, what about the oppression? You have been making me rejoice. Hallelujah. Or the man of God sees somebody on wheelchair and just dodges as if he didn't see the person. He say, yes, what did you even say is your problem? He say, my own is headache. He say, come, power! Brother, we must contend. Listen, we have not all arrived there, but there should be a passion in our heart that we will not stop until we get there. Can I tell you something? One demonstration of the reality of the kingdom will solve 20 or millions of talk. There are too much talkatives in the body. Herbalists don't talk too much. They demonstrate. Is that true? A priest can be in a city. He cannot even speak very well. Yet the ripple effect of his influence and his presence is being felt. You do anything without inviting him, you will fail woefully. And then the failure will make you to come and visit him. And you say, it's not done this way. With this little lesson, let it be known to you that I may be in this coven, but I'm more influential than your community leaders. Many of us are looking for pulpits, for people to feel the effect. Jesus did not have a pulpit. Stephen did not have a pulpit. They had presence. Everybody say presence. You don't need a pulpit to let people see the power and the glory of God. You don't need a ministry, a title. What you need is an undeniable presence that principalities and powers must submit to. Hallelujah. I don't know if the woman is in this place, but just permit me to share a bit of the testimony. A woman came to me for counseling and I was surprised. I've heard about this, but I've never seen it one-on-one. Hallelujah. A woman who came for counseling, who gave birth to a baby. It was a stillbirth, but the baby came out with the face of a monkey and the body of a human being. Welcome to planet Earth, where everything is possible. Why is it possible? Because there is God, there is Satan. Both are real and are walking. You are the only one who is left. You are not walking. Where that kind of evil can happen, that a spirit can create an imprint of itself and it will materialize in this realm. Where are the envoys? Where are the envoys that are represented across families? The Bible says that in Psalm 82, it was a summoning. God was summoning the mighty men. He said, the Lord stands in the congregation of the mighty. He had to call them and say, what is going on? He said, you have allowed the earth. You know not, neither do they understand. He says, so they grope in darkness. The earth is out of course. Where are the people who are supposed to bring order to the earth? He said, have I not said, ye are gods? And all of you are children of the Most High. He said, but you shall die like mere men and fall like one of these princes. Where are the envoys? Some of you are only benefiting, getting blessed. The devil comes in, you open the door, he enters our families, wreck the lives of people, and we are just watching. Can't you pray? Where is your prayer language? Where is the grace to lock yourself and say, Rekoto Pakata? There is an envoy in this house. There is an envoy. The devil is trying to put your family under some kinds of things. Give yourself 3 days prayer and fasting and tell yourself you are contending to release certain things. But we have a bunch of lazy Christians who all they want is their personal comfort. 3 days, Josh, if it was 6 to 12, I can manage. Everybody say, I'm an envoy. Say it one more time, I'm an envoy. Listen, how many members in your family do you want to see the devil finish them before you know God is speaking to you? I'm talking to someone here. How many people in your community, are you not seeing the handwriting of Satan everywhere? What are you doing about it? There are families that don't tithe and they are dying, an envoy. Have you ever gone to tell them, listen, the reason why this thing is not working is you are violating certain principles of the kingdom. If you tell them and they refuse, no problem. The Bible says, how shall they hear until someone be sent, until there is a preacher? Praise the Lord. I refuse to allow the devil have a field day in my family. Hallelujah. These horns that are judging the lives of people, judging destinies. That's why it gives me pleasure to pray for people. I can pray and minister to people with all my heart from morning till night. Because this is what we are anointed for. We are not just anointed to wear suits. We are anointed to do the works of the kingdom. And can I tell you something? This is the mandate of everybody here. To dislodge the gates of hell. I went home and my younger sister was telling me, she said, I've not slept for days. I said, what is all this one, my younger sister? And I prayed for her. I gave her communion to go and take. She said as soon as she took that communion, she slept in a way she has not slept in a long time. I said, this is a signature to principalities and powers. He is in Jos. Trace him with a spiritual GPS. He has come to Jos. That means the powers of darkness must bow. There are many of us that need to stand and say, wherever I go, the presence of God is there. And because the presence of God is there, there must be order in that place. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to handle everything that comes my way. He is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. Shela Babala. He is able, He is more than able. He's able to make me what He wants me to be. Now look up. I want to show you a very powerful key. For years, I prayed for people with certain sicknesses and infirmity. And I found out that these people were not just healed. There were others that were healed. God was seeing breakthrough here and there. But there seemed like there were certain situations that would not bow. Every time I was praying for the people, I felt helpless myself. You know, there's a way you can pray for somebody. You know that nothing really happened. It's just that you want to lie to yourself. There's a way you lay hands and you are praying for somebody. At the end of the prayer, even the person is looking at you. You know that nothing really happened. That was the situation. And many preachers can get comfortable and say, after all, I'm doing well. There are ministerial doors opening. But I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, what is wrong? I have seen preachers walk to a sick body in less than 1 minute. 1 minute. Hallelujah. I was in a crusade ground when I watched Reinhard Bonnke with my own eyes. I was there for 6 hours. I helped to carry some of the people who were sick. Because I said, I must get this anointing. He casually finished preaching and he took a cup of water. And devils were just shaking, waiting for a command. And this guy jokingly, without sweating, blind eyes be open, deaf ears be open, cripples walk. I saw it. It's not that they told me. Somebody we wheeled, I saw this thing. They were lifting the person. Everybody was trying to touch the person to stand up. I joined with my hand. I said, whether I'm contributing to it or not. And this guy stood up and began to walk. Brothers and sisters, it's not that I've never seen cripples walk. But let me tell you, there is something about coming near a real miracle and verifying it for yourself. Hallelujah. I saw blind eyes open. I saw a lot of things happen. I said, Lord, something is not fair in this equation. And whatever it is, I will go and find out. How can a man casually lean on a pulpit and command eyes to open, command ears to open, and the devil is helpless at his command, and I'm here sweating over certain issues, and they are just not working? That means the problem is not from God. The problem is certainly from our end here. And I went and I began to explore. God wants to answer somebody's question right now. I want to show you a powerful mystery. Never forget it. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 16. Blessed be the name of the Lord. As you open it, just pray in tongues.
Arise, shine, your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
This is what will happen to somebody this night.
You will arise. Your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. You will arise, your light is come.
Tonight God will show you a key.
The glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
Prophesy to yourself one more time.
I will arise, my light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon.
Sing it one more time.
I will arise and shine, arise, and the glory of the Lord.
Matthew 16, Jesus showed us something powerful, a mighty key that will open you to a door of the demonstration of power and of the miraculous. Please don't trivialize what you are about to hear. Let the eyes of someone be open, my God. Let the eyes of someone be open. Hallelujah. Listen. Now look up, please. Verse 13.
Sida marataka shila makurata kanya.
When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, listen. Jesus had been walking with his disciples. Let me have two or three disciples. I am Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus, follow me. Jesus went everywhere with these people. Is that true? They watched him demonstrate miracles. They saw a lot of things. These guys were amazed. They saw the sea, the waves. They saw the way situations were helpless at the presence of Jesus. And Jesus said, gentlemen, I always hear you conversing. He said, who do men say that I am? They see this mighty man doing miracles. And I'm sure they have been talking. Some have said he's fake. Some have said this guy may be one Beelzebub somewhere. He said, who do they say I am? And the disciples were happy. Verse 14. The Bible says that they were so excited because it was a secret question they had been asking themselves. And they said, some say you are John the Baptist. Why? Because John the Baptist had been caught in the prison. And they didn't see him. Some say you are John the Baptist. Some say you are Elijah. Because the Bible says, before the great and terrible day of the Lord, Malachi 4, Elijah, the spirit of prophecy will come. So you are that manifestation of Elijah. And others said, Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, who wrote a lot about the lamentations of the spirit of God. He said, oh, you are just one of the prophets. And then he laughed. Now follow me. He said, all right, I have heard what they say. You have walked with me. You have seen me do miracles. You participated. What do you say that I am? Okay, they say I'm a prophet. Fine, they are wrong. But you saw the miracle. They said it was fake. But you were in Koinonia. You saw the demons. You saw them being casted out. It's not something that you watch on TV that you say it was. He said, in light of all that you have seen, what is your conclusion about me? He said, what do you say that I am? Listen. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Next verse.
And Jesus said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, son of Jonah. He said, for flesh and blood has, that means this operation is not in the realm of flesh and blood. If you ever want to walk in it, flesh and blood cannot deliver this dimension of result. He said, this revelation you've had now, it is not by flesh and blood. Are you getting me? Flesh and blood has not revealed it to you. He said, but my Father which is in heaven. Listen, Peter, you know why Jesus asked them? Jesus needed to ask them to initiate a principle that he was going to teach the body of Christ. Verse 18. He said, and I say unto you, thou art Peter. Listen. And upon this rock. What rock? The rock of the revelation you just caught. What is the revelation? The revelation is the fact that nothing just happens by flesh and blood until there is a spiritual understanding that backs the activity. Upon that revelation, I will build the structure of my church. That means for every time you will perform any activity, there must be a revelation that you build upon. Otherwise, the activity will just be normal. Are you getting this revelation? In other words, listen, I can lay hands, but the realm of the spirit will check. What revelation do I know that activates the power over this activity? If there is no revelation, power will not flow. It's a law in the spirit. Peter, I see that you have gotten a spiritual understanding. It is upon this understanding I will build my church to function. That means whatever they have to do, they will first build on a rock. A revelation must be the platform for any activity to be carried out. Communion without revelation, powerless. Anointing without revelation, powerless. So I can lay hands. I tell you, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost in a very mighty way. Makataboshata. Zekete rata mam protoso beka areketa lata poka reposo topariata. He said, I will build my church upon a revelation. When you get this revelation, you will step into a realm where you become an envoy. Listen to me. The Bible says a time came when Peter, James, and John, who became the pillars of the church, they went with Jesus, is that true, to the Mount of Transfiguration. And the Bible says, listen, we were going to see the practical demonstration of that scripture. The Bible says they brought an epileptic patient. Everybody watch, come sir. They brought an epileptic patient. Now it was the turn of the disciples to heal. Is that true? The Bible says they kept doing everything that Jesus did exactly, but nothing happened. Is that in your Bible? They did exactly. They saw Jesus doing everything. They did it. The guy didn't get healed. And when Jesus came down with three of the disciples, he saw his disciples struggling. That was what gripped his heart. He said, until now, because he knew it was a law, it would have happened without him anyway. And the Bible says, he looked at the boy. He said, since when did he have this condition? And they said, since he was a child. He throws him into the fire, throws him into whatever. And he said, I believe, help thou my unbelief, the father said. And the Bible says, Jesus rebuked a deaf and dumb spirit out of him. And the Bible says, the guy was manifesting like you always see here and fell as though he was dead. People thought he was dead. And they picked him up and he got up, he was sound. The disciple said, in 1 minute, we did the same thing. What did you do differently? Is it not the rebuking? We also rebuked. We rebuked you. We were tired. Power did not flow. I'm showing you the key. Why you have not been seeing the move of God. It's not about cramming the words I use. You will say the same thing and not see anything. There is a secret. Hallelujah. Many people think it's about talking like the man of God, or dressing like the man of God, or reciting what the man of God is saying. That will not bring power, brothers and sisters. When Jesus did that and the demons obeyed him, the disciples went and met Jesus. Listen, the disciples say, why couldn't we cast out this? See, when you are studying your Bible, when you see Jesus about to reveal something, pay attention. The disciples were asking why they could not do these things. And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. Very simple like that. Because of your unbelief. Then he says, however, this kind goeth not but by fasting and prayer. Hold on. So he told them the problem was unbelief. And he told them to remedy unbelief. Part of the spiritual activities that will happen is fasting and prayer. When you fast and pray, something happens in your spirit that brings you to a position where you can now believe. Listen, just follow me. I want to establish something very, very powerfully. When Jesus did that, listen, a time came when Jesus now said, all right, guys, I have tested you a while. He said, go in my name. Go not everywhere but to the lost sheep of Israel. Go two by two. Listen, now it was their turn. The Bible says they went. They were all fidgeting. And they now looked at somebody and said, in Jesus' name. Suddenly they saw the demon obeying. They said, this thing is working. Oh, they tried it again. They saw that it worked. They didn't even know what was happening. And the Bible says they returned rejoicing and said, finally, even the demons were subject to us in thy name. Jesus said, you have not gotten the point. Don't just rejoice that demons are subject to you. Rejoice because your name is, you know, is written in heaven, and so on and so forth. And then a time came, listen, Jesus said, as my Father has sent me, he said, so send I you. Hold on. It's not just saying nature. There was a way I walked in the earth. There was something that made those miracles to happen. He said, now I speak that let there be access to you to walk in those dimensions so that you'll be able to see those miracles. That means, listen please, for every time you carry out a spiritual activity and it works, let me tell you what happens in the spirit. There is a system in the realm of the spirit that cross-checks whether you understand what you were doing or not. If there is no revelation that backs that activity, power will not flow. Are you getting my point? The sons of Sceva, they called that man. They said, we adore you. The demon said, not so. I am seeing you in the spirit. Your house is built on sand. Where is the rock upon which this laying on of hands is built upon? I do not see any revelation. For that reason, I will not go. Listen. Brothers and sisters, do you know the power of this communion that we take? People just take communion. Oh, he's blessed, and we take, and nothing happens. But the day you step into the revelation of what it can do, the power of God will change that communion to the literal blood and body of Jesus Christ. And it will answer in your body at once. There are many Christians trying to do spiritual motions without revelation. And the Bible told us about those people. It said there were two people that belt. One belt on a revelation, a rock. Is that true? Another belt on sand. He was just building on religion. The Bible says now the wind came and tested it. And the one who was belt upon a rock, revelation, he was not just giving for nothing. He was not just tithing for nothing. There was an insight in the spirit that makes him to carry out that activity. So I don't just pray in tongues because I'm seeing prayer band pray. I'm praying on a rock. There is a revelation. I have come to know what prayer can do. So every time I pray, power flows through that revelation to edify my spirit and produce results. This is why the prayer life of many Christians is not working. They humiliate themselves, pray for hours, and wonder why things don't happen. What rock have you been laying hands on the sick upon? What is the revelation that granted you access? Based on what did you prophesy to that brother and say, in the name of Jesus, doors open? What was the rock that supported that prophecy? Hallelujah. When David was about to defeat Goliath, he knew that he cannot make empty noise. And he said, you come to me with your spears, but I come to you in a name. There is a name I know. There is a covenant I have. There is a revelation. David and Goliath, on account of my covenant with Jehovah, I will take off your head. And I know the power will flow. And God said, that is it. You have gotten the equation. Now you bring out the sling. How can an ordinary sling kill a man? A revelation produces power. Envoys of power. This is why you see all these things that are happening. It will happen every time, forever. It's like a switch. When you know how to turn it on, you become an inferno of fire. So you enter anywhere, you are an envoy. You know how to compel powers to bow. You know what to say to make them answer you. You know what to say to make them leave. You know what to say to dislodge the powers of darkness. There is something you must know. There are many preachers who preach. They listen to a man of God's revelation. They copied it and they are pasting it. They preach a message that is supposed to bring healing, but healing does not happen. They preach a message that should bring breakthrough, but breakthrough does not happen.
Take your place. Call His name, Holy Ghost. Take your place.
Hallelujah. When I caught this revelation, I was excited. And the first time we had the opportunity to organize our crusade as a ministry, it was now the time to put this in practical proof. Hallelujah. And in that crusade ground, there were sick people. There were all kinds of oppressed people. And when we began to see the power and the glory of God, I said, this thing works. It's not a lie. The fault is not from God. There is a fountain. You can become a walking dispenser of the kingdom. A dispenser of power. When men shake you, something will happen in your life. Because you are full of the word. For everything there is a revelation. Even when you shake people, you know that you are a blessing. So that revelation will force something to get into them. This may be the missing link behind your praying for the sick. You have laid hands, but you are just copying. Light has not come upon you. There is no unction that supports what you are doing. Take my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe on me. Take my body, my soul, my spirit. Breathe on me. Of your soul. Follow them, not him, them, a congregation, a people who believe God enough to know that he's not playing. When he says all power belongs to him, he means it. We are going to pray. I'd like you to pray and say, Lord, do something in my spirit that will cause light to enter me. I want to begin to see fruits. Come on now, pray. Koinonia, this is not how you pray. I want to see prayer warriors. I want to see men of prayer. And I will build my church upon a rock, the gates of hell are not prevailed. When you carry out spiritual activity with revelation, it will
Breaking nations,
breaking cities,
shaking the
Every demon power, hear me, every power, every yoke, right now, in the name of Jesus, come out of God's people, right now, come out, come out, come out, now, every force, every yoke, every spell, inside and outside, I challenge you, go. I command you, every yoke that has tied you down, every yoke that has tied your family down, every curse, every protection, let it be. Pray. There is power. I command power. Bow in the name of Jesus. At Koinonia, destiny is at stake. At Koinonia, eyes are lifted. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for you. What many of us need is an unction from the Lord that will suddenly make the things you read become alive. It's a spirit. It's called the spirit of revelation. Lift your hands. I want to pray for you. I want you to receive it inside and outside with all your heart. It's time for you to begin to walk as an ambassador. Hallelujah. I'm going to count three. And at the count of three, I'd like you to shout the name Jesus. And as you shout, something will come upon your life. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Take it. Receive it. The spirit of revelation. Tokotokote. Outside. Take it. Outside. Let it come like fire. Eyes be open. Yes, be open. Let the spirit of faith come upon you. Take it. Faith to believe. Command miracles. Let blind eyes be opened. Let deaf ears be opened through your hands. Whoever you bless is blessed. Whoever you bless is blessed. When you speak, your words are backed up by an authority that is not of this realm. Your voice will be like the voice of God. Your voice will be like the voice of God. Whatever you stop will stop. Whatever you stop will stop. Whatever you bind is bound. Whatever you lose is loose. Shakata Baladaba. Envoys of his presence. I pray for you from today. Let the manifest presence of God, let the angel of his presence begin to walk with you. That everywhere you go, you don't need to tell men you are anointed. There is an angel of his presence that will go with you. Sinners will break down when they see you. Devils will cry out without you casting them. I proclaim upon you from tonight, you become an envoy of power, an envoy of his presence, an envoy of his glory. Reketekete, under the apostolic unction, I command, as touching the grace given to me, if I be sent of God, let this mantle fall on as many people. Matekete bakata. Envoys of power, envoys of power, envoys of miracles, envoys of wisdom, envoys of breakthrough. Go and command breakthrough. Go and release your family members, the cause that has kept them. Go as a savior. Go and command marriages. Go and heal the barren. Let the barren be healed. Go and raise the dead. Go and raise the dead. Go and cast out devils. Prophesy business breakthrough to people. Prophesy career breakthrough. Your words carry power. Your hands carry power. Here at Koinonia, I stand as an apostle of God, and I proclaim, my God, the same power that backs me, let it back your people. The same authority that backs me, let it back your people. Hallelujah. Listen. Listen. The journey of my life, listen to me please, has been a journey of progressive walk with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Listen to me please. Exactly a month ago, hear me, I was sleeping and the Spirit of God woke me. He said, it's time for you to step into a new phase of the anointing and a new phase. I always see it. I see a military man in the spirit and then a badge is added. And the Lord says, there are many more responsibilities and there is an anointing. And I prayed, I said, Lord, you cannot just be empowering me alone. Your people need to walk in this kingdom power. And all through, the Lord had been brewing it in my heart, and the Lord kept telling me, it is my desire, let your people believe me enough. Moses said, I desire that my spirit will even come upon everybody. My greatest desire is not to be one invincible man of God, no, but that there will be people, and you are these people, to spread across. Hallelujah. And from the time the Spirit of the Lord told me this, I knew that he increased the anointing upon my spirit.
and he measured 1,000 cubits. You can know. You can see a man that walks with God and say, this is different. Something has changed. 1,000 cubits. And this is why whenever I receive it, I make sure that everybody is a partaker of it. If you don't walk with it, it is not my fault. But in the days to come, as we prepare for next year, you will see things that will surprise you. When you are faithful with the level of grace that God gives unto you, and you are diligent, you will know, and everybody around you will know, when something, 1,000 cubits, has been measured again, and there is a rise. This is why I worship him. Brothers and sisters, don't get emotional about this meeting alone. And don't get arrogant over the anointing you have received. Listen, authority in the spirit is for you to go and be a blessing, not to go and build an empire. Do not emulate these wrong things men of God try to bring to the body of Christ to make it look like there is one superstar. Let me tell you, every one of us have been anointed and called, whether in business, whether in education. These anointings are not just for healing the sick alone, but opening people up to dimensions of the spirit. And if you do not use this and you let it dormant, it will dry up in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You are going to pray just one prayer point and we are going to round up. You are going to say, Lord, this anointing I have received, I want to see it working. I'm tired of receiving things and falling down, and I cannot say this is what happened. Please pray. I beg you, my brothers and sisters, if you will pray this prayer from your heart. Say, Lord, bring a sick body to me. Bring an oppressed person to me, oh God. Bring a sinner my way. Let me put this unction and this revelation to work. Bring a family my way. I'm ready to walk as an envoy of power. Pray and say, Lord, the things I'm taught in Koinonia, I don't just want to be a listener. I want to be on fire. There are many of you who just love God casually, but today you are talking to the Lord and he's hearing you. You are saying, Lord, I'm joining the band of spiritual people on fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you an assignment. Everyone here, this week, I want you to call every member of your family and tell them, tell me one thing. I have been taught in Koinonia that I'm an envoy of power. Call your family members and say, what are the issues? I want to speak. I'm not agreeing with you. I am coming as an envoy. This is not the issue of agree with me. I am coming with an authority that is not of this realm. Whether they believe you or not, you don't need to be hard on them. Listen, sister, even if you look weak, everybody knows you to be a bad girl. Something has happened to you. Are you getting me? Don't let the devil take your yesterday and say, even you, you want to prophesy. Yes, even you. The Bible says when the Spirit of God came upon Saul, he became another man. It is this another mind dimension that we are releasing you to go and manifest. That the people that have seen you, you are in a shop and people just see you sit down. Customers are not coming. And you say, Mommy, watch what will happen. Father, just as I have been taught in the name of Jesus, I compel men to come and patronize this. And you sit back and suddenly you will see people coming out of everywhere. And you tell your family members, this is the signature of the kingdom. The kingdom comes every time an envoy manifests the will of God. So go to those families, those barren people you know, those neighbors. You have never prayed for them because you are afraid. You say the fibroid is too big or the person is totally blind. Just try it.
Try it. Everybody, young and old, make this week the week that you take steps of faith. You are seeing one sinner that God is always talking to you, that this person will be a great person. You are afraid of confronting the person. Let this be the week that you go in love and tell the person, my brother, I need to talk to you. Jesus loves you. And you will be surprised that this same power, this is how you will see the person break down and you will be wondering what is happening. Hallelujah. You know somebody that has been writing jam, writing WAEC, and you know the person is serious. It's a different thing if the person is lazy. Or somebody that has always been stealing. Somebody fornicating every time. He loves God. He's trying to stop. You tell him, I now know what is wrong. I just want you to let me pray for you. And you say, Satan, thou foul devil of lust, you get out of his life. And you watch and see the transformation that comes from his life. Some of you need to go and lock the door and you be a prophet over your own life. Lay hands on yourself and begin to prophesy and say, Satan, an end has come. You are seeing your brother and sister, their marriage is about breaking, no child. Now I have taught you here that barrenness is not a medical condition. Barrenness is a spiritual condition. It's a sign that there is the presence of a spirit in that place. And if you don't get that devil out of there, they will use every kind of medical therapy and it will not work. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now listen to me very quickly. Everybody, please stand on your feet, inside and outside. There are people here who need to make it right with Jesus Christ. There are people here who love the Lord with all their hearts. Please listen. Some of you have been going to church. You have done a lot of spiritual things. Please listen, especially for those outside. But you have never made a decision for Jesus Christ. You have heard preachers preach every time telling you that there is an assignment. Listen, you are not a biological accident. You were born for a reason, not just for heaven alone, but to be an envoy of his presence, an envoy of grace, an envoy of wisdom, an envoy of creativity. Hallelujah. Tonight is that night when many of us will need to find rest. There is no need arguing with destiny. Tonight is a night of destiny. You can sit back and pretend as though everything is all right. Or you can say, truly, I need Jesus Christ in my life. I have had preachers preach this again and again, but I have not seen the need. But right now, the word of God has come. And there is another category of people. You have found yourself genuinely coming to the cross and giving your heart to the Lord. But the sincere truth is, over time, you have derailed from the things of God, such that there is even nothing that really shows that you are a Christian. Both categories, I'm going to pray for you. It's my pleasure to bring you to a place of rest. Wherever you are, shame on the devil tonight, because finally you are going to accept the call of God. Don't let the devil take this opportunity. Remember, there is a prophetic destiny upon your life. I don't care what you have done or what you have not done. Men may condemn you, but there is love for you in this house. And tonight we are standing in partnership with the Lord to say you can have a new beginning. Inside and outside, wherever you are, leave your seat and run out here right now. I want to pray for you. God bless you as you come. Don't wait for anybody. Don't be afraid. Inside and outside, God bless you. They are coming. They are coming. God bless you. Shame on the devil. Don't let your friends stop you. God bless you, sister. God bless you, brother. Outside, keep coming. There are people outside. Koinonia, appreciate them. Your sacrifice of a clap offering to them. God bless you, keep coming. You are saying, Lord, tonight is the night of destiny. I have seen your wonders and I know that there is a call upon my life. But clap for them, they are coming. Clap for them, they are coming. The Lord is bringing them. Keep clapping, they are coming. The devil is a liar. I know there are a few more people outside. Don't let the devil have you this night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I salute you for this great step of faith. In 1 minute, I'd like you to talk to the Lord with your own words. Go ahead. Don't let the devil bring any voice of condemnation. I don't care what you have done. Where every time you come to Jesus Christ, there is love. There is a new beginning. Talk to the Lord right now in your own words. And those of us in the congregation, pray for them. Pray for them right now. Pray for them, inside and outside. If you're outside, stretch your hands towards the screen and pray for them. This is a place of salvation. This is a place of equipping. Thank you, Jesus. Labrida shila makuria tabaka saprata katabala tabakasa. Zende bregete gatabala tabaska pratishele kakaria balakusuba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those of you in front, look at me, my brothers and my sisters. I love you with all my heart, and I salute you for this bold decision. I want you to lift your right hand. Some of you are crying. Don't be ashamed of your tears. Lift your right hand very high in a way you will never forget for the rest of your life. And say after me from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I love you with all my heart. I admit that I'm a sinner, and I believe that you died for me. This night, I have heard your word that there is an assignment upon my life. I repent of my sins. Cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. From tonight, I am a new person with a new life and a great destiny. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I refuse to go back to my past. Forward ever, backward never. Holy Spirit, come and live in me. Make me an envoy of your presence. Let me be a blessing to my generation. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now keep your hands lifted. Let me pray for you. Father, you see the hands of your children. I pray that the power of sin over their life is broken. I pray that whatever entangles them and takes them into the world, that power is broken right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you. From today, you will begin to experience the power of God in your life. You will begin to experience the life of God in your life. You'll cease to be ordinary from today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will go back and see the things that used to be challenges for you. You will see them surmounted already in the name of Jesus Christ. Please put down your hands and listen. Thank you so much for making this great decision. I'd like you to follow the usher. He will lead you and we'll have your details. We'd like to follow you up. Let's make it Monday. Let's make it Monday, okay? Monday by 5 p.m. Please come around the chapel, close to the chapel bookstand, inside the chapel. I'll be there to meet with you one-on-one. We'll follow you up and pray for you. We'll have your details and the protocol. We'll send you an SMS to guide you and remind you. Appreciate them as they go. Just follow the gentleman. Please wave your hands. Let them see you. Hallelujah.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, call 081-38-32-5463 or 080-33-50-8735 or 080-34-00-3936. You can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/Koinonia Charity Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/Koinonia_ENI. You can also download our messages on www.foreshared.com. Charity Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life on earth.